From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces advanced on the city of Aleppo Sunday. They are trying to capture a section of the city being held by opposition forces. Syrian state media report the army promised rebels safe passage to leave eastern Aleppo. Several dozen people were killed in Ethiopia's Oromia region when police fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse anti-government protesters at a religious festival. The tear gas caused panic and triggered a stampede Sunday that killed at least 50 people. Hungarians overwhelmingly rejected the European Union migrant quotas for their country in a non-binding referendum Sunday. According to the data posted on the website of Hungary's National Election Office, with almost 95% of votes counted, over 98% cast their ballots against EU quotas. However, the vote probably won't count because the turnout appears to have only been about 40%, and 50% is required to make the referendum valid. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March 2017.
We look beyond our continent and to the opportunities in the wider world, in which we win trade agreements with old friends and new partners, in which Britain is always the most passionate, most consistent, most convincing advocate for free trade.
Before Sunday's announcement, Ms. May said that Britain would not trigger Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty before the end of the year. Article 50 is the treaty clause that would start a two-year countdown for Britain's formal exit from the EU. This is VOA News.